Time to check out what happened on this day for Thursday, the 11th of July, and today it's World Population Day. All right, Gunners, give me a few stats. What's the world's population?
I think it's nearly 8 billion.
And which country is the most populated?
China.
How many?
1,386,000.
Wow.
As of 2017.
In second place?
India, 1,339,000.
They're not too far behind. And what about Australia?
We clicked over 25 million last year.
Thanks for the stats. Stat man.
That's what
You're
I mean.
The stat man. Anyway, to the birthdays. Giorgio Armani, the Italian fashion designer, of course, founding the company after his own name. He's 85 years old today and still making beautiful designs. Leon Spinks, the American boxer, in 78 defeated Muhammad Ali to become the world heavyweight champ, is 66. Do you remember the little kid from Oliver Twist that played Oliver?
Yeah, vaguely.
Lisa, I want some more.
Well, he's 61 today.
What?
Yeah, his name's Mark Lester.
Well, he's not a little kid anymore, is he?
He's all grown up. Susan Vega, the American singer-songwriter, is 60 today.
Of course, her biggest hit was this one.
Marlena on the wall.
Yeah, Marlena on the wall.
I liked this one.
My name is Luca.
Luca.
Yeah.
Yeah, good song.
Richie Sambora, guitarist with Bon Jovi. Way too many hits to pick from. He turns the big 6-0 as well today. Lisa Rinna, the actress who starred in Melrose Place and also Days of Our Lives, married Harry Hamlin. She's 56 today.
She's the one that's got those really big lips.
Yeah, she had big lips to start with and then she got Botox. She didn't need it. Stephen Richards, the New Zealand V8 supercar racing car driver, is 47. Little Kim, US singer, 44. Rachel Taylor, the Australian actress, is 35. Carolyn Wozniacki, the Danish tennis player, is 29. And Alessia Cara, Canadian singer and songwriter, is 23.
It was on this day that this happened. Yep, Big Ben chimed for the first time in London in 1859.
In 1960, To Kill a Mockingbird, written by Harper Lee, was published for the first time.
Skylab returned to Earth after 6 years and it burned up and shattered all over WA. That was back in 1979, on this day.
Gunners, what was Skylab? I was one when this happened.
Space station that basically came out of orbit and pretty much burned up over WA.
Well, there went millions of dollars.
Well, I think it was designed to do that.
Right. On this day in 1987, the amazing Bob Hawke became the first Labor leader to win 3 successive federal elections. What a legend.
Snow fell on Uluru for the first time in living memory on this day in 1997.
And it was a magnificent day in 2008 when Apple launched its first iPhone.
Yeah, on the 3G network. Now we're 5G.
And that's on this day, Thursday the 11th of July, for World Population Day.